Today, Israeli troops launched their largest incursion into Palestinian-controlled territory since the latest round of violence escalated nearly 16 months ago. Israeli soldiers took control of the West Bank city of Tulkarm, imposing a curfew and arresting at least 18 militants. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has denounced the operation, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In the pre-dawn hours, dozens of Israeli tanks and armored vehicles backed by helicopter gunships rolled into Tulkarm. Using megaphones, soldiers warned residents not to leave their homes. Then they went house to house. Israel television showed pictures of the suspected militants, their hands bound, lying face down on the ground. Hassan Kresha, a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council who lives in Tulkarm, says he fears the Israelis may be planning to remain in the town permanently.
We feel that this occupation differs from other operations which Israeli soldiers used to do, where they enter the place and return back after a few hours. They come now to stay.
Not true, says Danny Ayalon, an advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Ayalon insists the Israeli army has no intention of remaining in Tulkarm, but he says Israel had no choice but to enter the town because it has become a hotbed of Palestinian militancy. Israeli officials say last week's terrorist attack that left six people dead was planned in Tulkarm.
We have to do what we have to do in the absence of any action by the Palestinians and Arafat. They do not prevent terror, they do not arrest the terrorists as they are committed to and as they have promised so many times. On the contrary, they are even encouraging and wielding a coalition of terror. So we have to do the arrests when they don't. We have to do the preventions, and when we're done, we'll be out of it.
Yasser Arafat, who is effectively a prisoner at his West Bank headquarters surrounded by Israeli tanks, called the incursion into Tulkarm a very dangerous thing. Arafat said it's part of an Israeli plan of aggression against the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Sy Barakat says that despite Israeli denials, he believes that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is trying to topple Arafat and permanently reoccupy the West Bank. Barakat says Sharon is trying to make sure there can never be peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Destroy everything. Destroy the peace process. Destroy the Palestinian Authority. And say that I want peace, but I don't have partners to talk to. He brought no peace, no security. He just lengthened the lists of Palestinians and Israelis who were killed. And I think the man, is the last thing he's going to do in his life is to make sure that he's grabbed every bit of any agreement that was reached between Palestinians and Israelis.
Arafat called on the United States to send Special Envoy Anthony Zinni back to the region before the situation deteriorates even further. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.